translation. Thereupon, because of the office desiring to control movement, his legs become manifested. And from the legs, the controlling deity named Vishnu was generated. By his personal supervision of this act, all varieties of human being are busily engaged in dutiful occupational sacrifice. Purport. Every human being is engaged in his particular occupational duty, and such activities are visible as men go hither and thither. This is very prominently visible in big cities of the world. People are going all over the cities with great concern from one place to another. The movement is not limited only to the cities, but is also visible outside the cities from one place to another, or from one city to another, by different means of vehicles. Men are moving by cars and rails, on the roads, by subways, within the earth, and by the planes, in the sky, for the purpose of business success. But in all these movements, our real purpose is to earn wealth for comfortable life. For this comfortable life, the scientist is engaged, the artist is engaged, the engineer is engaged, the technician is engaged, all in different branches of human activity. But they do not know how to make the activities purposeful to fulfill the mission of human life. Because they do not know this secret, all their activities are targeted towards the goal of sense gratification without control, and therefore, by all this business, they are unknowingly entering into the deep regions of darkness. Because they have been captivated by the external energy of Supreme Lord, they have completely forgotten the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and thus they have taken it for granted that this life, as personality manifested, as presently manifested under the conditions of material nature, is all in all for enjoying the highest amount of sense gratification. But such a wrong conception of life cannot give anyone the desired peace of mind. And thus, in spite of all advancement in knowledge, by use of the resources of nature, no one is happy in this material civilization. The secret is that at every step they should try to execute sacrifices toward the path of world peace. The Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter 45 and 46 verse also advises the same secret in the following verses. Sve sve karmani avirataha samsiddhim labhate naraha sva karma nirataha siddhim yatha bindati tatshrana yatha paribritir bhutam yena sarvam idam tatam sva karmana tam abhirachyai siddhim bindati manava. The Lord said to Arjuna, just hear from me how one can attain the highest perfection of life simply by discharging his specific occupational duty. Man can attain the highest perfection of life by worshipping the Supreme Lord and by performing sacrifices for the sake of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, who is all-pervading and by whose control every living being acquires his described facilities according to his personal propensity. There is no harm in having different propensities in life, because every human being is proportionately independent to chalk out the plan of his life by different occupations. But one should make it a point in his life to know perfectly well that he is not independent absolutely. One is certainly under the control of the Supreme Lord and under different agencies. Knowing this, one should make it a point that by his work and the result of his labor, he serves the Supreme Lord as prescribed by the authorities, expert in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. For performing such occupational duties of life, the leg is the most important instrument of the body, because without the help of the legs, one cannot move from one place to another, and therefore the Lord has special control over the legs for all human beings, which are meant for performing yajñas. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayham Dadati Shvapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhanvitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So before starting the class, I would like to request the seniors please bless me so that I can speak something about the Lord. Today is a very auspicious day. In Puri, today is the Rath Yatra is going to take place. Their lordships are going to be in the Rath, the chariot. And also today is also the auspicious disappearance of Sri Sivanand Sen and as well as Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami. These two internal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will touch base with everything if possible. We'll try our best. We don't have much time. Especially in this sloka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has desired for movement. Gatim jigishitam. So he has desired. Jigishitam means desire, desiring. So he desired to move his body. And because of the desire, his legs were manifested. The feet was manifested. So someone can say, how someone can desire and everything can happen. But, you know, it's for material conception, it is totally different. But as when we are talking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, it is totally different. He possesses all the wealth, all the opulences, as well as all the qualities. And the Lord has the power to do such. And Lord Brahma has explained in Brahma Sahita, Angani yasya sakalendriya vritimatti pasyanti panti kalanti chiram jaganti. he can manifest, he can move his leg, he can move his body, or he can also do such things. One of his limb can do the work of others. Suppose the hands are supposed to be meant for eating or writing, his leg can do such things, or his eyes can do such things. So that's why the characteristics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very different. So the occupational duty of the human beings are engaged in various sacrifices, duties, in this sloka Srila Prabhupada have explained. The Lord has manifested his leg. In later stage we will hear many other how the Lord has manifested in the universal form. In the Purusha Sukta, it is further confirms how the Lord has manifested his body, the whole universal form, as well as Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the Lord's universal form being explained by himself, and also he has shown his universal form. How many times the Lord has shown his universal form in this material world? Anyone can say? Once in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So, then? Mother Yasoda's mouth. Mother Yasoda saw the mouth. Yes. Any other places? Dhritarashtra saw, Sanjay saw. But that's the same in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Also, in the the throne where Dhritarashtra was sitting, Lord Krishna came as a peace messenger. He came to King Dhritarashtra and he requested that, you know, please do not have the war. If you have the war, everything will be destroyed. No one will be survived. So please don't do this. Don't go in this route, my dear king. I request you to give the Pandavas their, you know, portion, and you take your portion, and that way it can be divided, and they can live peacefully, and you can live peacefully. And what happened? Duryodhan, by nature, he couldn't tolerate that. He said that, I won't give in even, what is that, the amount of the, you know, land which is going to be measured in the top of the needle. So there is no way, forget about the land. Forget about their kingdom. Nothing they are going to get. It was not nice of Duryodhan. Then the king again gave a suggestion. He said that, okay, if you don't want to give the portion, I would suggest to give them 5 villages only. I will tell them they will be satisfied. If you really want, I can tell them that, okay, be satisfied with the 5 villages, and they will be satisfied without a doubt, if I tell them. And still, Duryodhan was not happy with that. But it was not the Duryodhan was not the king. Dhritarashtra was the king. He has to decide whether he should supposed to give the land, the property or the portion of the land or their kingdom. But that never happened. That never manifested. And Dhritarashtra kept quiet. And only the person who spoke was Duryodhan. And he was agitated. He was angry. Then Krishna said that, okay, if you don't want to give, I know the king doesn't speak. His son is speaking. The son should not supposed to speak. He doesn't have the right, but he's still speaking. I can tell you that, you know, you have to now prepare for Gandhari to cry on the dead bodies of your 100 sons. Duryodhan, being Duryodhan, he got so angry. He said that, okay, arrest this, you know, I'm not going to use the word, he said. Arrest Krishna. Krishna said that, you will arrest me? Don't you know me? Duryodhan knew that Krishna has the potency to protect himself, but he has forgotten that time. Or Krishna is on his throat, told that words, okay, arrest him. Otherwise, Duryodhan knew actually who Krishna is. Even Shakuni knew who Krishna is, but somehow he has ordered to arrest Krishna. In that place, Krishna has saw his universal form. So here, again, the Lord has showing his universal form. I was remembering the beautiful verse of Purusha Sukta. Generally, the Purusha Sukta is chanted in our fire sacrifices or the demigods. Whenever there is a calamity in this material world, they go to the bank of the milk ocean and recite the Purusha Sukta. In that Purusha Sukta, they glorifies the universal form mostly. So, couple of the slokas we are going to recite here. Brahmanosya mukhamasit bahu rajanyakritah uru tadasya yad baishyah padbhyam gum sudra ajayat chandrama manaso jato chakshuh surya ajayat mukhad indrascha agnischa pranat vayur ajayat. So, when the universal form has manifested, what happened? That Brahmanasya mukhamasit, the Brahmanas born from the face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahmanasya mukhamasit bahu rajanya kritaha. The warriors, the kings, all they have born from his arms, the mighty arms. Brahmanasya mukhamasit bahu rajanya kritaha. Uru tadasya yad vaishya. And the vaishyas were born from his thighs. Uru tadasya yad vaishya. Padbhyam gum sudra ajayata. And the sudras has born from his lotus feet. Remember, when we are talking about sudras, they have born from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the difference between the face and the feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Non-different. So, never consider the sudras are the lower birth or lower. They are not lower. If the sudras, they have come from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are non-different from the face. The Lord's face and the feet, lotus feet, all they are transcendental. There is nothing different from each other. So, never think that the Vaishya, Sudra and the Kshatriyas are lower than the Brahmanas. No. The Brahmanas are maybe more intelligent. But in this Kali Yuga, it's totally different. We won't find out many Brahmans are intelligent. So that's why we should not consider that the Brahmanas are intelligent. So let us take in that way that the Lord's Angani Yasya Sakalendriya Vritimanti means it's not non-different from each other, from his limbs, from his face, from his leg. We worship his lotus feet. The Vaishnavas, we worship the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We don't go to the face worship immediately. And when we take darshan first, we look at his lotus feet. So that's the way we start our darshan. So that's why his lotus feet and lotus face is non-different from each other. Okay. Chandrama manaso jata chakshuh surya ajayata mukhad indrascha agnischa pranad vayur ajayata. Then Chandrama, the moon god, has born from his mind. Chandrama manaso jata chakshuh surya ajayata. And sun god has born from his eyes. Chakshuh surya ajayata. Mukhad indrascha agnischa. And from his mouth, Indra and Agni has born. Mukhad indrascha agnischa pranad vayu rajayata. And from his breath, vayu, the God, the God who is giving us the life, has born. So that's the way the universal form has been slowly manifesting. I think we have seen in the previous locus how the Lord is creating his creation by just desiring. And Srila Prabhupada says in this sloka especially, everyone is busily engaged in their occupational duties. But the main duty they have forgotten. And what is the main duty they should supposed to be doing? That is, even a grihastha can do his occupational duty, which is his job to take care of his family, and then do the devotional service and as well as chant the holy names. That's the way a grihastha can maintain. The brahmacharis, they live in the temple, they can do their occupational services, whatever they have given by their authorities, and then they will do the chanting and preach. That's the way the brahmacharis and sannyasis, they do, and as well as the vanaprasthas in this way, the poor varnas and the poor ashramas, they do their services. In the Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful sloka that, chanting the holy name in the Kali Yuga is most powerful, and to attain the love of Godhead. Krishna Varna Tusa Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parsudam Yagya Sankirtane Praya Yajanti Sumetasa. Krishna Varna Tusa Krishnam. And this specially, the word Krishna Varna Tusa Krishnam, Srila Jiva Goswami has explained in his Sandarbhas, especially the Krishna Varnam Tusa Krishnam. Krishna Varnam, in the Kali Yuga, Krishna is going to appear as the golden avatar. Krishna Varnam, and the Supreme Personality, he will appear as Krishna Varnam. All the qualities of Krishna will be there with him. And Tusa Akrishnam, Tusa Krishnam, but he divided the word Tusa and Akrishnam. So the Tusa means the bodily complexion is not dark. It's going to be golden color. So Tusa Akrishnam. And then what he's doing? Sango Pangastra Parsadam. He is coming along with his associates, his eternal associates, his friends, cowherd boys, as it was in the Brajalila, and then they are again coming along with him in Navadip. So in this way they are preaching the holy name. In this way the holy name is being preached in this material world from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, especially Srila Prabhupada. Without Srila Prabhupada's mercy, I don't think we would have been here today. He has brought us all together here. He has given us the holy name. We didn't know the holy name. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, especially I'm from India, we know that people used to chant the holy name now and then, we know that. But we didn't know the meaning, the mercy of the holy name, the glories of the holy name, that only given by Srila Prabhupada. And not only Prabhupada has given here in this country, he has spread the holy name in all over the world. And today there is so many people have got the opportunity to chant the holy name. But remember that this holy name is not for everyone. Although we try our best, the holy name only the intelligent people. It's Krishna Varnatisa Krishnam Sanga Pangastra Parsatam. It's the intelligent people only can accept the holy name. Although we can give to them, But it's not possible for them to chant the holy name. So that's why it is hard for everyone. So we are going to stop here. We will speak something about Sri Sivanand Sen and Swarup Damodar Goswami and a little bit about Rath Yatra, if time permits. So we are begin with Sivanand Sen. Sivanand Sen was born in Kumarhatta. Anyone know the place, Kumarhatta? It is popular place. Kumarhatta is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru, Ishwarpuri, born. So that place is very popular. Also, Sivanand Sen born there. This place has so many wonderful pastimes. When the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken his initiation from Ishwarpuri, he took some earth, took some mud from the ground where he took the initiation. And what he would do, he would time and now and then he would eat a little bit. Out of love of his guru, he would eat some mud from the saved mud. He would eat a little bit. It's for the respect of his guru as well as love for his guru. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how to respect and love our gurus from here. That doesn't mean that we should eat mud for loving our gurus, but it's just the way how he was showing. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the mud, all his associates also found out that Mahaprabhu loves this place. They took also the mud from there, that place. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita it says that that area become a big ditch. Now it's a big pond now. So that area is no more only a ditch, it's a big pond now. So, but that was the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they found out. So that's the birthplace of Sivanand Sen. Sivanand Sen had three sons. One is Chaitanya Das, Sri Chaitanya Das, Sri Ramadas, and Sri Paramananda Das. All of them the great devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were wonderful devotees. And especially Paramananda Das is one of the dear most devotee and servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya. We'll discuss in the later stage. But coming back to the Sivanand Sen story, Sivanand Sen responsibility given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he will take the devotees from Bengal to Puri on the Rath Yatra days, on the Chaturmasya, the 4 month of the rainy season in India. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sri Sri Sitaram Lachman Hanuman, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki. So he would spend the money from his own pocket to take the devotees, arrange their prasadam on the way. There is a lot of distance. The distance was quite a lot, and they have to walk, and then they have to cross the rivers. So they have to walk long way, and they will get the prasadam on the now and then they will keep walking. From one place to another place, daily they will walk. So they will reach to Puri in this way. So Sivanand Sen would organize that. He was a great manager. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had instructed him to bring all the devotees every year to Jagannath Puri. So the Chaturmasya time, the four months, they will get the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his great associates. So he would bear all the cost from his pocket for their prasadam, for their transportation. Transportation in the sense they have to cross the rivers time to time from one place to another place if they are going. So he has to pay money for the boat. Once he was going in the boat along with his devotees, and he saw a stray dog on the way, and he was following the group of the devotees. Generally, we devotees don't keep the dog in the house, isn't it? But Sivananda Sen, developed his love for this dog. He would feed him the prasadam. Whatever the prasadam he would eat, he would keep a portion for him to eat. So in this way, the dog would eat and he would follow Sivananda Sen throughout the journey. Once they have reached to the bank of the river, there was so much water, so they can't cross the river by, walking. So that they have to hire the boat. The boatman said that, "I'm not going to take this dog. You can go, you can pay the money, but the dog is not going to pay the money." Then Sivananda Sen said that, "I will pay you money. If that's the case, then I will pay you money and let the dog go with me." Then Sivananda Sen paid money for the boatman, and the dog has gone to the other side of the bank of the river. So in this way, the dog was having nice time with Sivananda Sen. One day, due to his managerial work, taking the devotees from one place to another place, he has forgotten to take care of the dog. And it was so hard, and then the dog didn't get the food that day. And the dog has disappeared also from that place, from the devotees. And Sivananda Sen was so sad. And he was so much worried about the dog. He sent 10 devotees in 10 directions, go find out with the dog. But everyone came empty-handed. They didn't find out the dog. And Sivananda Sen took the prasadam on that day. He didn't eat. He was so sad that he didn't eat that day. And next day somehow they reached Jagannath Puri. They got the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged their place wherever they should supposed to stay. All their places were determined by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. They lived. And next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sivananda Sen and all the group, they have saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeding the same dog the coconut pulps. The dog was so happily eating the pulp, and the next day the dog was disappeared. Nobody could see, and they found out that the dog has gone back home, back to Godhead, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the beautiful pastime. There is many pastimes of Sivananda Sen, but this is one of the pastimes. And his youngest son, Paramananda Das, he become a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, great servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He got the blessings from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's numerous times, but especially 3 times when he was within the womb of his mother. Sivananda Sen has visited to Puri to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu blessed the son, saying that there will be a son and his name you should give him Puri, because he came to Puri, so that's why his name should be Puri. And his name was Paramananda Das, and also they were calling him Puri at the same time. Puri Das, they were calling him. And next time, what happened, another pastime, when he born, he was a little baby. His mother and father came to Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in his chair in Gambhira. And they put the boy, the little boy, on his lotus feet, near the lotus feet. And what happened? The boy crawled close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and grabbed the feet and grabbed his sock, his toes. So this is the second mercy. The Lord has given him the causeless mercy of sucking his toes. Who can do that? Who can attain touching the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Forget about touching. He was sucking the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And later, he was, I think, 2 years or 3 years old. Again, he come to Puri, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, Puridas, chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Puridas was not replying. He was chanting all the time. By the way, I'm just letting you know. But when Mahaprabhu said chant, he was not chanting. Not chanting at all. He said that chant the holy name. Many times the Lord has tried to insist Puridas to chant the holy name and he couldn't chant. And at the end, Mahaprabhu raised his hand. He said that I have given up now. I have motivated the whole world to chant the holy name, including the animals. But I can't really move. I just given up. This boy cannot listen to me. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami was right there. He said that, dear Lord, he is doing the right thing. You are initiating him the holy name. You are telling him as a guru. And he is being an obedient student, a disciple. He is not chanting the holy name loudly. He is chanting in his mind. But because he is a great, intelligent student, so he is not chanting the holy name loudly. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified. And Sivanand Sen that time and his wife was so much embarrassed because he was chanting the holy name. Why he is not chanting in front of Lord Chaitanya? So they were quite embarrassed. But here, Swarup Damodar Goswami said that this is the reason why he is not chanting in front of you. So this is the beautiful pastime of Sivanand Sen. We don't have that much time, so that's why we are going to keep it there. And then we are going to speak a little bit about Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, he was from Navadvip. He was the close associate of Nimai Pandit when the Lord was very young boy. Nimai Pandit, his name was. Later the Lord has taken the initiation. And once the Lord take his sannyas initiation and went to Varanasi, known as also Banaras, he went there, meet with the Mayavadi sannyasis. And after meeting with the Mayavadi sannyasis, then he stayed there for some time. We will not go to the details of the how the conversation took place with the Mayavadi sannyasis and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We don't have that much time. Then by hearing the sannyas initiation and Mahaprabhu is in Banaras, Swarup Damodar Goswami decided that, okay, I will also leave this place, go to Banaras. He went to Banaras and he got his sannyas initiation there in Banaras. And his name was Swarup Damodar Goswami. And from there, he realized that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there. He didn't took the sannyas initiation very seriously. He left. The reason why he didn't took sannyas initiation seriously, although he was a great sannyasi, but he was not taking sannyas initiation seriously, means he was not holding his tridanda, his kamandalu. He shaved his head, but he doesn't follow the sannyas parampara. Why? First thing, he was very humble. Very humble. He didn't wanted to show that he is a sannyasi. Because if he show his he is a sannyasi, then everyone is going to bow down and take so much time and energy. And also, he doesn't want to be a puffed up person also. So that's why he has taken the he didn't took the tridanda and the kamandalu. Kamandalu is a pot, generally a sannyasi carries that. In the Mayavadi parampara, they carry a kamandalu, a pot. Then Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami reached in Puri, and he lived in Puri rest of his life with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami was one of the close associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to the Gaura Ganadesa Deepika, compiled by Kavi Karnapura, the youngest son of Sivanand Sen, that Swarup Damodar Goswami is the same person in the Braja Lila was Vishakha Devi, and Ramananda Roy is Lalita Sakhi. Lalita and Vishakha, two prominent servants of Srimati Radharani. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu living in Jagannath Puri as Radharani, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Noe Anya. So means Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna and as well as Radharani. So the Radharani, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the mode of separation in Jagannath Puri. He would live always in the mode of separation. And if Radharani is living, who is going to serve Radharani? The main servants, that is Lalita and Vishakha. So there was Swarup Damodar Goswami as well as Ramanand Roy. They both serve. And Swarup Damodar Goswami was really good in chanting the songs, the bhajans. And the Lord will release every evening. Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing the bhajans and he would sit there and he would release the bhajans. And sometime he will hear the bhajans and he will immediately fall unconscious. Most of the time that will happen when Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing. He was such a beautiful singer. And from Chaitanya Charitamrita it is says, day and night Mahaprabhu aesthetically released the songs of Chandidas, Vidyapati and Ramananda Raya's play, as well as Krishna Karnamrita. Krishna Karnamrita is Billo Mangal Thakur's book, and Gita Govindam, in the company of Swarup and Ramananda. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says. So, this is the a close associate, always. Especially the last 12 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, and especially the Antalila when it starts. Mahaprabhu didn't meet with so many devotees. His even Raghunath Bhat Goswami, he would like to get some instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would contact Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami will take his questions and present to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu will give the instruction to Swarup Damodar Goswami, and then Swarup Damodar Goswami will come and Raghunath Goswami will be get the instruction. So that's the way Mahaprabhu was staying only in Gambira, chanting his name, holy name, and totally merged in the separation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is a beautiful pastime in the Jagannath temple happened. Once, Swarup Damodar Goswami, along with his good friend Pundarik Vidyanidhi, they have visited the Jagannath temple, and that day in the Mangal Arati they were taking darshan. They saw the pandas or the pujaris in the temple. They are offering the cloths to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, if someone knows that when they are offering the cloths to the Lord, that door is not closed. In the open door, everything, you know, being offered. And that day happened to be the Udan Shashti. Udan Shashti is a day, maybe we know from the calendar, Vaishnav calendar, that it's the beginning of the winter months. So that day they are giving the woolen cloth to the Lord. And Pundarika Vidyanidhi was very intelligent, shastric person, where so much shastra knowledge he was possessing. He said that, why they are offering the cloth with starch? They should supposed to be washed before offering. Why they are offering this? You know, he was so much worried that, you know, they are forgetting that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and they are not following the rules. And then he asked the question to Swarup Damodar Goswami, why they are doing this? Then Swarup Damodar Goswami was saying that, said that, look, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is independent. We are dependent, but what he wants, what he desires, he gets it. We can't decide what he should supposed to getting it. But being a very intelligent person, he said that, okay, but that's fine, but the pandas, the pujaris are not independent, they are dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How they can offer it? This is not right. And he got so upset that day. And Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami didn't reply to him for that second question. But second question was answered at night when Pundarik Vidyanidhi was taking rest at night. Lord Jagannath came and slapped him hard. Not one, not twice, many times he got slapped. And he was chastising, saying that they are my eternal servants. How dare you criticize in my temple? Do you have the guts to come to my temple and criticizing? You are calling yourself intelligent. This is your intelligence. And slapping. One, right, left. He was getting many slaps. And the dream was ended by the, you know, last slap. So many slaps after, he got up. And that day morning, Pundarik Vidyanidhi didn't go to the temple for darshan. So Swarup Damodar Goswami came to the temple, but he didn't find out Pundarik Vidyanidhi that morning in the temple. So after the darshan, then Swarup Damodar Goswami visited Pundarik Vidyanidhi in his residence, and he saw his face was swollen. Swollen all over, including the eyes puffed, you know, so it was not eyes. I mean, the, you know, below the eyes area, all puffed. The cheeks are red and swollen. And he said that, what happened? Why didn't come to the temple? He said, come here. I'll close the door, then I will tell you. I don't want to discuss this outside. And then he explained the story about what happened. And then he realized that, you know, the pujaris of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very dear to him. So that's why we should not supposed to criticize. So then there is many leelas, many pastimes of Swarup Damodar Goswami, as he was the one of the close person remained until Mahaprabhu left this material world. So that's why there is so many, one after another, so many pastimes, but main pastime or events that any Vaishnavas, they have written a poem or a song for offering to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They would not go directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They would go to Swarup Damodar Goswami first. He will read it first. And if he thinks it is on the line of the Vaishnavism, in the line of devotional service, then only that will be read to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Swarup Damodar Goswami lived there. By the way, his previous name, before he got sannyas initiation, his name was Purushottam Acharya. So he was a great scholar before even. So we are going to stop here. I have gone a little bit more time. There is a lot to speak, but it's not easy. Or we can speak a little bit about Rath Yatra if you have time. So today is the Rath Yatra festival. The Lord is coming from the temple to outside. This is the only time the Lord is coming. He's coming second time actually. When the Snana Yatra happens about 15 days before, the Snana Yatra took place in Puri. So there is a place called Snana Bedi or Snana Mandap. And the Lord is on the Snana Mandap, and then the bathing taking place there. Means the Abhishek. And why the Lord is getting the Abhishek on Snana Yatra day? Any idea? Anyone know? This is the day the Lord Jagannath, Subhadra and Baladev has appeared as the form of from the wood, the three logs become Balabhadra, Subhadra and Jagannath. So that's the day, that's the day the Lord appeared. So that's why he is getting the bath on that day. Snana Yatra takes place. So he would come, the pujaris, what they would do, they would bring the big copper and golden pots of water from one well. There is one specific well, and they will take the water from there and kept at night on the Snana Mandap. And the overnight the water is there, and they will add Oguru, Chandan and different scents so that the Lord will take a nice bath. So the Lord is going to come out from the temple, and then he will be bathed, and then he gets sick. Materially, we can feel like, you know, we can fall in sick after having the cold shower. But the Supreme Personality of Supreme Personality of Godhead falls in sick. It's for the material people only. So that, you know, they can understand, you know, Lord Jagannath is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Lord never gets sick. So here, this is the first time the Lord has, you know, created by himself. And then after 15 days, he gets better. And in this special 15 days, there is a special group of devotees, the pujaris, they are going to worship him and take care of his health. They will put a wet cloth on his forehead so that his fever is going away. So many things are going to take place. And they are called Daitas or Daitapatis. They are direct descendant of the tribal person who was keeping Lord Nilamadhava. And from Nilamadhava, Jagannath has appeared. So anyways, the Daitapatis are the 15 days they are worshipping. And after that, the Lord is ready to go for the go to the chariot. And when they are taking the Lord from the temple to the chariot, that process is called Pahandi Bijay. Pahandi means the Lord is moving very slowly. The Lord's arms are tied up, the body is tied up to pull. It's a big deity. Lord Jagannath is a big deity. And the Lord is tied up with nice, you know, silk cloth. And they are going to, with soft, you know, cotton, you know, inserted so that the Lord is not feeling it is tight on his body. So he will be pulled. And the Lord is going to go a little bit, then he will come back again sometime. And sometime he will go a lot, and then there, you know, the people, those are carrying the Lord, they are quite strong people. But still they can't control. The controller is the Supreme Personality of Godhead here. There is many of them, they are going to carry the Lord. So first, Baladev is going to come out from the temple, and he is going to be worshipped on the chariot. Then Subhadra, and at the end, Lord Jagannath is going to come. Ratha rudho gacchan pati milita bhudeva patale. Stuti pradur bhavam. It's from the Jagannath Ashtakam. Ratha rudho gacchan. When the Lord is sitting on his chariot, all the great scholars, the brahmanas, the devotees, the Vaishnavas, they offer their prayers and songs. Numerous type of songs and prayers they would chant that time. And that way the Lord is going to sit in his throne, and then king of Gajapati or Indradimna, he is going to come. He will worship the Lord. And after the final stage, that is the final stage of the worship of the Lord, then the Lord will start his journey from the place, the temple, to the Gundicha temple. And that process is called when the king is coming to the chariots and cleaning the chariot, around the chariot, is called Chera Pahara. So there will be the, you know, flower and, you know, sandal pulp, water will be sprinkled, and then the king will be used, that used to be golden broom, but nowadays they are only having a handle, a silver handle and a normal broom, because, you know, they don't want to bring, Lord has so much opulent in Puri temple, but they don't want to bring outside so much, because even if one stick someone is stealing, then they will make, I mean, this is quite, you know, unimaginable. Sometimes it can happen, people can take. So that's why they are bringing the normal broom and putting a silver handle, and no gold, but used to be in gold before. So the Chera Pahara process will be take place, and after that, then the chariot will be moved from the temple to Gundicha temple, and the Lord will stay there for 8 days. On the 9th day, he will be back again to his temple. So we stop here. We just did a touch base of the Rath Yatra. Any questions? Any comments? Yes, Prabhu. When even an animal can get the great blessing of from a devotee like Srila Prabhupada or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sivanand Sen, they will definitely go home back to Godhead. This is definitely can happen. Any other questions, comments? Okay, so we are going to stop here. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.